Some days test your limits. The sweat, the push. It all takes its toll, but you're not a quitter. You rise. Fit Sports Drink gives you the edge. Packed with electrolytes for hydration and antioxidants to fight fatigue. Fit by Vatra. Fit for life.
The news on Kombon Radio is brought to you by Fit Sports Drink. Fit by Vatra. Fit for life.
Kombon Radio News. Kombon at 6:30 hours.
12:45.
And at 8:50. Kombon Radio 94.9. It's Kombon. Hakuna Kulala.
The headline on Kombon Radio.
LCC issues a demolition notices to traders who have set up makeshift structures along Estalungu Road, Kafua Road, and the McKinney Linda roundabout. In African news, U.S. court jails Nigerians over COVID-19 fraud scheme. To present the news, my name is Lesa Chua. The Lusaka City Council has issued demolition notices to traders who have set up makeshift structures along Estarungu Road, Kafua Road, and the McKinney Linda roundabout. LCC Assistant Public Relations Manager Buluma Nyambe says a failure to comply will result in the council moving in to demolish the illegal structures. He says that this decisive action is part of the council's efforts to bring sanity and order to the city by combating the illegal erection of structures in undesignated areas. Mr. Nyambe is urging members of the public to always seek approval before putting up any structures to avoid unnecessary demolitions. Mr. Nyambe adds that the council remains committed to maintaining a clean, safe and well-planned city. Meanwhile, Mr. Nyambe has disclosed that the council has secured the conviction of a Lusaka resident, Francis Mwape, aged 30, for obstructing council police and inciting unknown individuals against them in the Central Business District near Westgate Mall.
The Lusaka City Council secured conviction of a Lusaka resident named Francis Mwape, a 30-year-old male, for obstructing council police and inciting unknown individuals against them in the Central Business District near Westgate Mall. Mr. Mwape, who allegedly engaged in a physical altercation with council police officers during their, you know, lawful efforts to control street vending in the CBD, appeared before the Fast Track Court. He was arrested yesterday and has since been fined 10,000 kwacha by the Fast Track Court with a default sentence of 3 months imprisonment with hard labor. And he remains in custody at the moment until further notice. The incident, which occurred recently, you know, resulted in injuries to two council police officers and damage to a council vehicle, a motor registration number BAK6098, whose you know, windscreen and rear window were shattered.
Residents of Kapirimposhi's North Park area have expressed concern over a road blockade that had been put in place by individuals engaged in a cash for work program. The road, which connects to the Zesco substation and runs up to Soweto, passing through North Park, has been a vital route for residents, particularly those visiting the newly built clinic. The blockage has diverted traffic into the Zesco heavy-duty power lines, which pose a significant risk to residents in case of an accident. The residents have stated that the diversion was done to allegedly sell the space as plots, with some individuals already starting construction. They also disclosed that the area where the road was blocked is also home to the main Lukanga waterline, raising concerns about potential disruptions to essential services. The residents are now questioning why the cash for work program aimed at empowering locals is being used to block public roads. Meanwhile, when contacted for a comment, the supervisor for cash for work program, John Soko declined to react while referring all queries to the overall supervisor, Mr. Mapulanga, whose phone was, however, unreachable.
I've heard what you've said. Now, I cannot comment much because I've got my boss also, Mr. Mapulanga. If you can ring Mr. Mapulanga, then he will brief you, because me, I cannot brief on his behalf.
The Mansa Municipal Council has buried and unclaimed the body of a man after efforts to trace the next of kin proved futile. Council Public Relations Officer Dorothy Ngambi has identified the deceased as Enoch Mbola Mufwaya, aged unknown, whose mortal remains have been lying in Mansa General Hospital mortuary since June 5, 2025, without any claim. Ms. Ngambi explained that the Public Health Act, CAPA 295, Section 27D, and the Local Government Act No. 2 of 2019, Section 16, Subsection 2, Paragraph 7B of the Laws of Zambia, permit the local authority to respectfully bury the unclaimed mortal remains at a designated council cemetery. The burial was conducted on August 21st, 2025, and was supervised by health inspectors. The Mufulira Pastors Fellowship has reaffirmed the church's commitment to ensuring that the burial of the late former head of state, Ed Galungu, is conducted with dignity. General Secretary Reverend Handi Bwalya said the church has continued to play its role in promoting peace and dialogue among the parties involved. He emphasized that genuine mediation cannot be conducted on social media, but rather through behind-the-scenes efforts. He further stated that the church will not relent until consensus is reached to allow a befitting burial for the late President Ed Galungu, despite the matter still being before the courts.
I think that it's an unfolding process, and every stakeholder and the church, which is one of the stakeholders in bringing peace and breaking the impasse between the family and the government, as it were, is getting involved continuously at every stage. But like in every mediation, you have to be recognized and be invited, and the value of your opinion taken in order to help the matter. I believe that the church is doing their part in order to help, and they continually do so. It's just that the mediation, true mediation, is not done in the media. It is done behind the scenes. And I believe that the church is getting involved and doing the very best to make sure that the matter that...
We break for a few commercials, but before that, we have a current business rate.
Every 20 seconds, someone wins. In the MTN at 20 Thank You Zambia promo, we're giving away over 10 million kwacha worth of prizes. Daily prizes include data or minutes, cash via Momo, phones, laptops, MiFis, 20,000 kwacha cash every month, and a fully paid weekend getaway for two to Dubai. But guess what? There's more. There's a grand prize of 1 million kwacha to be shared between two lucky winners. You could be a winner in the next 20 seconds. Just buy airtime, minutes, or data bundles and pay with Momo for a chance to win. Dial *117# or *115# to buy a bundle. Terms and conditions apply. MTN, everywhere you go. The business rates are brought to you by Bongo Bongo, Zambia's casino. The thrill of fun, the joy of winning.
Hello, Bongo Bongo. Again, more than 500 days, free bets, cashbacks. Ah, now you're just showing off.
Spin slots, bet sports, Brew Relay. Bongo Bongo's calling.
And ignoring the call? That's bad luck, boss.
Play now. Your jackpot is waiting.
18 plus. Bet responsibly. Terms and conditions apply.
Current business rates on Company Radio.
My business is it. Mitego. Zama Oja. Zamele Kalandida. Ife. Pakomboni Radio. Nizi.
50 kg Chinese 150. 50 kg Repu 120. 50 kg Kalembula 85 kwacha. 50 kg Lumanda 300. 50 kg Ondwe 220. 50 kg Mpilu 120. 50 kg Delele 550. 50 kg import 300.